Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I know we don't really do Trump, but his you heard the two things he said about Hurricane Maria. That's the current hurricane, isn't it?
I haven't heard what he said. I've seen the reaction. What's he said?
He said two things. The first one is, I wonder if I can find the clip of it. Hang on a second. 0344 499 1000. Donald Trump, Hurricane Maria description. I can't find it. But he says, his description of it is, it's very wet. That's it. It's very wet, right? And the other thing is, Trump is claiming, so 3,000 Americans in Puerto Rico have been killed by Hurricane Maria.
Right.
Trump says that's not true, right? They're saying that to make him look bad. He's saying that they also factored in. Well, let's see if I can find. Let's see if we can find the clip.
So he's how's
to the White House now, where after days of calling the federal response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico an incredible success,
this is great,
and even underappreciated, President Trump is now denying the official death toll. In fact, he's gone beyond denying it. He's claimed that this is all a ploy by Democrats. CNN's Abby Phillip joins me now with the latest. Abby, good morning.
Well, good morning, Erica. This is, for President Trump, an escalation in the rhetoric around this issue that we know for several days now. He's been saying that he believes that Hurricane Maria was an unsung success for the federal government, that they did everything that they could. And now he's saying that these claims that there might have been more people dying as a result of this storm are all part of what he called done by Democrats in order to make me look bad.
Right. So this guy is nuts, right? To think 3,000 people died, he's going, no. The opposition is saying that to make me look bad. We did a great job.
How has he made this about himself?
Okay, we carry on. Here we go. Carry on.
Look as bad as possible when I was successfully raising billions of dollars to help Puerto Rico. The president also claims that when people died of old age, that was counted in the death toll. But that is not true.
So his reasoning is, this is it. This was done. This is a tweet, obviously. This was done by the Democrats in order to make me look as bad as possible when I was successfully raising billions of dollars to help rebuild Puerto Rico. If a person died for any reason, like old age, just add them onto the list. So he's saying that people that would have died naturally at that point anyway, because they're old, they've just been bundled into the 3,000 to make him look bad. That's the he's their president. And that's what he's saying.
Sure, Don. He sounds legit.
Isn't that awful? Isn't that awful? Imagine, Theresa, there's a natural, we don't get things quite as big as that, but there's like a huge car crash or, you know, a lot of people die at something. Tens of hundreds of people die. And Theresa May's going, no. It's not hundreds of people. They've just included people in the area that died of natural causes to make me look bad.
Incredible.
That is nuts. And yet people will still go, he's a great president. He's a dickhead! It's my political statement for the night.
Here's the thing, right? He's like a kid. He cannot accept that maybe he's not brilliant at everything. So he scratches around for an excuse as to why people are saying that he might not be brilliant at everything.
I thought that was such a great line. Yeah. What they've done is they've included old people that died as well just to make me look bad.
They're just jealous of me. They're making stuff up.
Let's go to Andy. Good evening, Andy.
Hey, how you doing? You all right?
Flipping heck! What's go- going on with you, Andy?
I know. I'm full of cold.
Oh, this
I'm
is disgusting.
Really not well at all.
Oh, this is horrible. I'm taking my
Oh, you're full of phlegm.
I'm taking my headphones off and listening from a distance. He sounds like a dirty caller.
Oh, he's riddled.
So listen, I'm going to make it a really quick call.
Please do, mate.
But I just wanted to say I heard you wobble last night and I saw you tweet today. And I just wanted to send you lots of love, man.
Oh, hearing a man talking like Phyllis from Coronation Street, sending me lots of love. I know it's coming from a good place, Andy, but it sounds like it's coming from your bad place.
Well, listen, I'll let it come from wherever you want it to come, OK?
Listen,
look after yourself.
Thank you, buddy.
There's lots and lots of people who love you and care about you.
Thank you.
And they're mostly weirdos.
Well, I know one of them who loves and cares for me. Stay there, Andy. Evening, Carol.
Hello, Ian. I'm glad you're a bit more chirpy today.
Yes, Carol.
Sleep deprivated.
Oh, Carol, I am but a fool. Don't ever leave me, though you treat me cruel.
You have no idea how many times I've heard that song.
Okay. Well, then hang on a minute. There's got to be another Carol song. Hang on. Andy, do you know any other Carol songs?
There's not many.
Christmas carols.
Okay, Christmas carols. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that is nice. People realise I'm alive.
I can only think of Hey Carol Ann.
Well, Carol Ann. You're not a Carol Ann, are you, Carol?
No, I'm a proper Carol.
You're not a Caroline, are you?
No. Or Carolina.
Okay, I've got loads of Carolines.
No. All it is, I'm just a fool.
It's got 0344-499-1... Hang on a second. I might have found something. Hang on. Here we go. Well, your hips were swinging and your jeans were clinging, and you were driving me out of my mind. On a hot afternoon when there's nothing to do, you're not the sort of thing a fellow should find. Hang on.
Is this Flemmy Andy singing?
This is Andy's new single.
Yeah.
Shut up, you weirdo! That's horrible. Here we go.
Yay!
We got there in the end. That was
nice.
I remember that one now. You just played it because what I thought, oh, is this a bit fed up?
Yeah.
I'll ring in because I'll tell him my favourite blonde joke because that chimp.
Your favourite what joke?
Blonde joke.
Blonde joke. Okay, fine. Let's. Getting ready to press the dumb button. Yeah, but go on.
Is this any blonde late? I'm a blonde, as you know.
Okay.
And I'm like a proper blonde. I've got a blonde personality, if you haven't already guessed.
Yeah.
Because that's proper blondes have blonde personalities.
Glad you stuck around for this, aren't you, Andy?
Overjoyed.
Hang on a second. Oh, okay. There we go.
Better than the other one, Neil Sedaka.
There's three songs with carols. We've got three songs with Carol in there. But anyway.
Oh, thank you. Can you send me
a tape
a
of them?
CD
yeah, sure.
With them on.
No.
What, a mixtape?
Ian, Carol.
Yes, Andy.
Do you remember when, there were Lonely Hearts columns?
Yes.
In the back of newspapers.
Rich businessman looking for Chinese lady to travel the world and have sex with. That kind of thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. PO boxes like that. And you used to call an 0891 number and leave a message, and then you'd listen into it. Well, Carol, confession time. Whenever I hear your voice on the radio, I just imagine I'm calling my PO box.
Not sure how to take that, Carol.
And PO stands for pervert on.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
I'll bring him on.
Yeah, okay.
I don't mind.
Well, I think Andy's probably not...
taken out of me all my life. He can't say anything to upset
Andy's
me.
You're probably not Andy's type.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
I need some lightness, Carol. Have you got any?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, are you going to let me speak or are you just going to ramble on?
Fair play.
I've got a cat to feed.
Yeah, shut up, Andy.
Now, when you say you've got to feed your cat, is that a euphemism?
No, it's my cat. She's murdering me.
Okay.
I told you on Monday I had another mouse in.
Yeah.
I don't tell anything that's not completely truthful.
Okay.
Because random things happen to me all the time.
Yes. Lex.
Anyway.
Yes.
I was just, there was one thing I remembered today.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what, my day today was, it wasn't even good enough to be shit.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Catherine stood up. That means you said something very, very funny. Well, let's hear your blonde joke, Carol, as it is 1993, so let's hear it.
Right, quick plug for Neil Diamond. Cracklin' Rosie
yeah.
was one of the two first singles I ever bought.
Do you know what it's about?
And, yeah, it's about the fellas that got no women, because it's a nice bottle of...
Cheap bottle of wine. Cheap bottle of wine.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so, let's hear this blonde joke, yeah. Carol.
So anyway, right, are you
this.
Ready for this?
Yes, we are. Yes, hence me asking
you
for it three times.
You might know it already. What happens if you know it?
We'll That's clap our hands.
It's not going to work, is it?
No.
Is it about the three... somebody might be listening that don't know
just,
it.
Just
no
say
one's listening now.
Anyway.
Just say it, right. please.
You ready?
You ready, Andy?
Three...
I'm ready. I'm braced.
You ready, Kath?
Braced. Oh,
no.
Three blonde girls
yes.
walking through the forest.
Yes.
And they come across some tracks.
Uh-oh.
And the first one says, I reckon them's deer tracks, you know.
Yeah.
And the second one says, no, you're not right. They're fox tracks.
Oh, God.
And the third so one scared. Says, no, you're both wrong. They're rabbit tracks. And they were still arguing when the train hit up.
Oh, okay. I get it. That's quite. Andy likes that. Kat doesn't get it.
I do.
Okay. That's actually quite.
I'm a bit worried about them. Did they get picked up or?
I think they were killed.
Oh, God.
So she's. What Carol has done is told us a very sad story of three women being killed by a train.
Well, they were only blondes. They weren't as.
Oh, there's loads more. It's fine.
Carol, thank you for that.
Did that cheer you up?
It certainly did. It cheered me up that it wasn't offensive enough for me to lose my job. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, okay. Ask me one day
yeah.
what the story about me, the first time I went to work in London
yes.
and the escalator story.
Oh, we've got time for now.
Can we not hear it now, Carol?
Have. I don't know.
Are you busy?
Right, we can, but we'll come back in a second because I'm the only one that's a professional here and we're late for the adverts. But we'll hear Carol's escalator story. I think I've just got a feeling it's actually going to be quite unpleasant. I've just got a feeling it's going to be quite unpleasant and you're going to regret asking for it now. I was holding back. You asked for it, Kath, so you're going to get it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Just had a cheeky email. Look, let me read this email. Can you guess what my reply was? And I sent a reply during that break from someone called Nicole. Hello, Ian. I'm writing on behalf of Dr. Kenneth Womack, author of the new two-part biography on Beatles producer George Martin.
Oh.
Ken will be in the UK as part of his book tour. I was wondering if you might have...
I already know the answer.
...having him as a guest on
yes,
your
please.
Show. Also, we can send you a copy of the book. Yes, please.
Yes.
That's real.
No, the correct answer is two, please.
I've just replied, God, we'd love it. Of course we would. The biographer of George Martin? Oh, I'll pick his brains apart. Also, remind me, after midnight, we'll play... I've been sent the new They Might Be Giants single.
Ah.
Not heard it? We'll play it after midnight.
How cool.
And I might have blagged us some tickets to go and see him at the Barbican in March.
Ding dong.
There we go. And also, can I just throw a little cat amongst the pigeons?
Go on.
You don't know this. Come in soon. Come in real soon, guys. This is just sort of... I've got a cat. There's some pigeons. I'm going to throw it at them, then I'm going to walk away.
Bit cruel, mate.
Yeah, a little bit cruel. Coming soon, you'll be able to watch this show on YouTube. Right, where were we?
We were with... I haven't signed off on that.
Okay, we'll be able to watch this show on YouTube. We were speaking to Andy and Carol. Good evening. Why did we... Oh,
hello, my gorgeous hello. People.
Andy, you sodded off for the advert.
Yes, yes. Andy's become very flamboyant over the...
I have.
Your voice...
I always do that for me, though.
Your voice is loosening up. Have you tried a balm or something?
I've just sucked a fisherman's friend.
Thank you very much indeed. Carol, now I've got a feeling this story is not going to be very pleasant, but you guys asked for it. I hesitated. Carol, let's hear your story about your first day at work on an escalator.
I've got sent when I was past about 17.
It's going to be such an unpleasant story, guys.
In London,
oh, yeah.
Right, for 6 weeks.
It's horrible.
Right, it's no, it's not. It's just funny.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I kind of, this was like back in the distant past.
Is there a gusset
and
involved?
I only remembered it because my friend who sends me all the blonde jokes sent me a picture of a blonde girl walking up the down escalator.
Oh, yeah.
And I put underneath, how did you know? And what happened was, my first day, I had to get to High Holborn.
Yes.
From where I was staying.
Yes.
And so, anyway, I'm on the train, and I thought, they're a bit grumpy in London, aren't they? They're always got a pouty face and everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I found that I had to change the underground train.
Yes.
And so, anyway...
We finish at 1 o'clock tonight, Carol, just to flag that up.
Then. Well, you see, it's your fault. You wanted to know.
I didn't. I literally didn't. You. Catherine and Andy did.
It's my fault.
It's Catherine and Andy's
anyway,
fault.
I'm still wanting to know what it is.
I was at the station... on the underground, and I accidentally walked up the down escalator.
Up the down escalators. Yes.
Right.
And what's the funny bit?
I thought... These people in London, they're quite friendly, actually, because everybody was going on the other escalator, was smiling, and people stopped running past because I was in the way, because I didn't know you had to stand on the side of an escalator on the left-hand side. I didn't know that, so I was just ambling along there, like you do.
Yeah.
And I accidentally went up walked up a down escalator and I didn't notice till I got off the top and I thought, why are these people getting off in a different... Why are there people at the top? I was on the mat. I thought, why are people going downwards on this escalator? It's an up escalator.
It's 'cause you've done it wrong.
And then I thought, oh, Carol, you've just come up the wrong way. Bloody idiot. But it's so crowded, isn't it, on the underground?
Oh, it is, though,
and I'm only 5 foot tall. I couldn't see.
You should have been sat upside down on a sofa, Carol. That's what you need
I
to
need
do.
To have a lie down.
You don't know how to use chairs or escalators. You're a nightmare. Carol, it's a pleasure. Andy, I blame that on you. 03444991000. Good evening, Giselle.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Hello, Giselle.
I've just got to say, that escalated slowly.
How you doing, Giselle?
I'm okay. That was a really bad pun, Catherine.
I had to say it. It was there. It popped out.
Listen, she's my mate, Giselle, and I knew that it was a stinker. That's why I just moved straight on. I was trying to save her. You've drawn attention to it. I'm now drawing attention to it. Kath is cancelled. In the Twitter parlance, Kath is cancelled. What can we do for you this evening, Giselle?
Well, funny you should ask. I know you're not a request show, and if I wasn't a request show and I was in charge of the desk, I would be like, why do we have people calling up asking for songs? Because I'd play what the blimmin' heck I want.
Yes.
However, I was wondering if there was any chance of Littlest Hobo tonight.
Do you know, I don't know where I've not seen that for ages. No, that's not it. Yeah.
yeah.
Where the hell did I put Littlest Hobo? Do you know, I haven't seen that for such a long time.
I love my fags.
Banana.
Did you or didn't you?
Hi, I'm Gene Simmons.
And I'm Paul Stanley. And
no. It's looking. Let's see if it's in my iTunes. Littlest. This is the wrong version, I think. Hang on. Oh, no, I haven't got it. The answer to that. This isn't it. This is a different version.
Sounds like a funny remix.
There's a voice.
No, that's
keeps
try.
On calling me down the road.
That's not it. The answer to that question is a resounding no, but
well, he's just trying to make his passion statement.
Jack Russell.
No.
Boom, 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 boom.
We don't want to go from a sleazy country to
where
a slutty country.
Where is it? The answer to that question, Giselle, is no, but I'll have a look through it during the news.
Okay, and maybe tomorrow?
Hey! Now that was a bad pun.
Cancelled.
03444991000. Sean and G, stay there. Come to the bit. This is the late night alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ian, how you doing?
I'm all right. Just to flag up again, Tommy Wiseau and Greg Sestero coming on the show in about 15 minutes' time, guys. It really is. It's my favourite interview I think I've done in a long, long time. So stay tuned. I'm good, thank you, man. What have you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to phone and congratulate you for pulling off the interview. Superb. I can't wait. No, it's going to be great stuff.
Honestly, I think I wasn't... Because a lot of people yesterday were going, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be legendary. And I'm thinking, do you know what? It might not be because not everyone plays the game. And you know, they're not going to be like the two people in the movie. Tommy's exactly like the guy in the movie. Honestly, it is. When you'll hear him chuckle in the background. And as soon as I heard the first chuckle, I thought, we're in. This is it's a thrill. I think you're going to dig it, man. Go on, what you got?
For sure. Well, hello, Kath, by the
hello.
Way. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I called you the other night. I don't know if you remember. I'm on holiday. I was down in Wales. Now I'm in Blackpool tonight, actually. I'm on my way home now. So last leg of the holiday.
Beautiful. I really fancy a night in Blackpool, a couple of nights in Blackpool. Kath raised her eyebrows there. She's dissing a region. I would never do that.
No, it's just that, I mean, Southerners love Blackpool. People who are not from anywhere near Blackpool love it. I used to get taken there all the time.
I'm thinking of maybe taking a week off in November.
Right.
To get ready for the Christmas push. Just because I had a little breakdown on air. Yes, not breakdown, but yesterday I kind of crashed a bit, and I think, well, maybe I
heard about that.
Sorry,
I missed it actually. Well, I'm not sorry, I missed it.
You wouldn't really have heard it.
It was a great bit of radio just for doing the show, and it suddenly went a bit weird. And then we played the bed music for about 5 minutes, and then an interview from 18 months ago kicked in. But as a listener, that stuff thrills me. But I guess I'm just thinking, I want to take a week off and just, you know, but I'm thinking of maybe going to like a seaside resort in November.
Right. Well,
oh my God, really? If you're not feeling
like
too.
Wind. You know,
yeah, the howling wind.
I think that's the most depressing idea I've ever heard.
Well, you're an idiot.
Okay,
you're an idiot.
Get back to me in November.
I will do. I think it'll be great, don't you, Sean?
Well, you'd have to pack a decent sou'wester, I think. You know.
Yeah. I've got a cagoule. Don't worry.
But anyway, Blackpool aside, just wanted to call you and mention Donald Trump and how disgusting he is as an individual, and this thing with the Salisbury 2 and. Oh, it's just Putin's taking a leaf out of his page, or a page out of his leaf, whatever.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying?
Well,
absolutely disgusting. What kind of a world are we living in where people like Trump can get away with what he's getting away with?
I just think it's so incredible that the death toll that has been published is fake news from the Democrats. Please. They've included people that died of old age.
I'm actually physically feeling sick in that recounty.
You don't let go of the sickness, Sean. You have to laugh because it's so obscenely offensive and disrespectful to those people.
You know
what?
I'll probably miss him when he's gone because he is constant entertainment. I'll give him that.
Are you threatening to kill the president of the United States of America? Here's a question, and it sounds like a flippant one. It's genuine. If you had a time machine, would you go back and kill baby Trump?
No.
So you want this to happen then?
No.
You want this to happen?
Not at all.
You've got the choice. I've given you a time machine and you refuse to go and do the deed. So therefore you're happy with the situation we have. So it's your fault, Sean.
I'm happy with it, but I am kind of enjoying it, I have to admit. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, I have to confess. My son and daughter are you know, they think I've kind of lost the plot because I'm so interested.
They support
them,
Trump.
How can you not be interested when it's so diabolical? You know, the guy is just hideous on every single front.
Oh, it's outrageous. And I don't really care. I don't really care about Brexit. I don't really care about Trump. I don't care about either. But so I don't really follow Trump. But every now and then, when something like that comes up, if I'm listening to a bit of James O'Brien or a bit of Radio 4, and it just, when a line like that floats out,
you just think, it's
so beautiful. And the thing is that people that support Trump will go, yeah, he's right. He's right, of course. This is a mainstream media push to make him look bad.
It's great. These are the best times to be alive.
You couldn't be more right. I have to say, and as I say, when it ends, I'll be sorry in a way, but end it well. You can guarantee that.
Yeah.
Anyway, forget about Trump. Forget about Salisbury too. That is totally ridiculous, though. Yeah. But another couple of things, just a quick couple of stuff.
Yeah.
Vaping, I have to agree, is definitely an insidious act that's been perpetrated on the people. Personal number plates, hate those guys.
This guy's going through our entire career.
Yes,
I've fallen down a well. I've never been attacked by an owl, Ian, but I sympathise. He's going to do the whole thing. I love it. This is great. Well, summary of our career.
He's thorough.
No, but you get where I'm going, though. There's so many things. I've got a few things listening to. I'm not going to take up all the space because I know the interview's coming up and I don't want to miss it. I'm going to be listening very hard on that because it will be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And a couple of things for you. Welsh sheep do not talk Scottish.
Did you try and speak to them?
Yeah. I do at home, goats as well. They're pretty responsive.
And do the Scottish sheep definitely reply?
Oh, absolutely. You can have a full-on dialogue with a Scottish sheep, but with a Welsh sheep, they just look at you like...
Isn't that funny? Because the Welsh sheep, when I was there last, they spoke to me, so they understood the English accent.
They started.
Well, that's interesting.
But they don't understand the Scottish accent. Isn't that funny? Well, like most normal people.
I was trying to anglicise my accent, but they weren't having it. They just looked at me as if I was dumb.
I love it. I love it when you say something and you get a reaction from them. It's so... It's like, oh, I'm Dr. Doolittle. I really can talk to the animals.
Well, normally that is the case with sheep, but not in Wales, I can guarantee
get
you.
Get over it, sucker. They didn't like you.
That's what it is. The only one thing I'll mention, and then I'll get off here for sure, is the policy of giving names to Islamic fundamentalist assassins.
Yeah.
I wish the media wouldn't do that. I know they have to, but, you know, why do they do that?
That wasn't one of mine, was it? Was there a stack of... You mean like
6 months ago?
This is a totally fresh one for you.
You mean like the Beatles and Jihadi John and all of that?
Yeah, why do they do that? I absolutely abhor that.
Or do you mean when they say the person's real name?
Both.
Right,
I think both of these instances, these people should be referred to as Mr. X.
Yeah.
Why give them
that
extra
name,
bit of...
Mr. X is a cool name.
Anything would be better than the real name.
I definitely disagree with the Jihadi John and all that, and I refuse to do that because I just thought, well, you're making them sound like fun, lovable characters, and also you're disrespecting the greatest rock and roll band in the world. But I thought, no, that's not... These are barbaric murderers. Let's not, you know, make light of it. Also in the news stories, I was surprised when they were talking about the inquiry of the Westminster Bridge attack.
They named
the arsehole that drove the car. Mm. And I just thought, no, that feels to me inappropriate because we don't want to remember him. We want to remember his murderous act, but not him.
I would much prefer arsehole A, you know, because...
Well, my wife was reporting on that. It would be a funny... she did do that, you know, but... You're right, because we don't want to celebrate their name or commemorate their name.
You're just giving oxygen to their stuff, you know, and I just find the whole thing absolutely sickening to the core of myself.
Okay, well, Arsehole X, I'm cutting you off now. Thank you very much indeed. The 3:20 break, that's the first break I've got here. Okay, right. We've got doing things slightly differently. It always confuses me because I'm an idiot. Speaking of idiots, good evening, G. That was smooth.
Morning,
it was cruel,
morning,
but it was smooth.
That actually threw me.
If you're on speakerphone, I'm going to come and kill you.
Oh, God.
I'm not. I'm in my bathroom.
If I hear a plop or a flush...
There will be no plop. There will be no flush other than you cutting me off.
Okay. Right, what you got for us?
Have you... I actually had something that I wanted to say, and then I kind of... lost my nerve a little. Have you ever gone in to do something and lost your nerve completely after
sex,
like 30 seconds.
Sex.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? Like loads of times. Of course I have, of times.
I mean, I just mean anything at all. Just sex.
No, but sex, definitely. Loads of things. I've come into the show with ideas before and then sat here and thought, actually, I don't know if I've got the guts to do it and bottled it. Going in and think, right, I'm going to confront someone. And yeah, loads of times, of course.
Isn't it a weird experience?
It is weird being a pussy, and that's what we are. Gee, you and me, we're pussies. And we need to accept that. Why, what were you going to do? Say something to me. Fight me.
I did this whole
challenge me to a fight.
My head. For Carol, and I lost my nerve like 20 seconds after I'd thought about it because I thought, nah, it's a bit crass, it's a bit stupid.
Are you self-censorship? This is great.
Right, we've made a breakthrough.
This is a breakthrough, G. Self-censorship. Here's the thing,
you know me,
you've probably done the right
poet
thing.
In the world, the greatest poet that never lived,
you've
you know.
Probably done the right thing, buddy. Pat yourself on the back. Thanks for the call, you weirdo. It's appreciated, G. You're a good sport. Thank you, man.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.